In the town of Douglasville lies what was once the largest medical facility in Georgia. It is here where a largely unknown story began.
Remember the name Anoike? It was mostly obscure a few months ago, but in the months ahead, it may come to represent everything that's right and wrong with juvenile justice and rehabilitation, not just here in Douglas County, but throughout all of Georgia.
Lewis Petter began the Anoike Center for Emotionally Disturbed Youth in 1962. For over two decades, thousands of patients would attend.
It was based on what they called wilderness therapy. It started out with tents and shovels, and from there he built that massive complex, or his kids built it.
By the brochures, I thought I was going to a camp. I didn't realize I was going to be locked up.
It was kind of like a outdoor summer camp where you would live in some cabins and do outdoor things. They always seemed to leave out the slave labor, or as they called it, vocational therapy.
Anoike was meant to break you down.
They wanted to make you into a machine.
Anoike has come to represent the tip of an iceberg of discovery into the abuse of children.
In addition to years of child labor was a network of abusers that went from the top of the organization all the way to the patients.
He took kids out of the program and brought them into his family. That was what happened to me. And I knew older guys that it happened to them.
It's a system that is built for abuse.
Everybody knew and everybody kept their mouth shut.
It would take decades for this abuse to come to light, largely in part to Petter's many political ties, some even reaching the White House.
He was a player. He was a political player.
GBI agents have been looking into possible financial improprieties in the Anoike operation.
It was not just treatment of troubled kids. It was developing land and real estate in Florida, real estate in Georgia, and real estate in Mexico. And that made Anoike a gold mine.
We brought people back from Mexico.
I was transported across state lines. I was trafficking, basically.
Petter charged with five counts, including sodomy, cruelty to children, and simple battery.
Lewis Petter remains in the Douglas County Jail on $1 million bond.
You have to think how many of these people that they didn't find are still working at these places now.
This is the story of Anoike, as never told before. From government officials to former counselors and the survivors who withstood the abuse, thousands of patients passed through Anoike. Some of them received justice, but many are still waiting. Camp Hell, Anoike, debuts April 27th. Listen and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.